Now let's bring that over to questionable things today. What about this thing and another? Now, I had a little delegation of girls several years ago. I think they're probably past this period now. But they came to me and they said, "Do you think it's wrong for a Christian to dance?" I think I surprised them a great deal. I said, "Well, for you, I think it's wrong, but for me, it'd be all right." They gasped. They said, "What do you mean by that?" Well, I said, "I have no question about it. If I wanted to dance, I'd do it with enthusiasm. I don't do it. But the point is, you got a question. And whatever you do, you be persuaded in your own mind. And you wouldn't have come and asked me the question if you had been persuaded in your own mind." I said, "I've never had anybody come and ask me whether they ought to go to a football game or not, or go to a baseball game. They go, and they go with enthusiasm." Now, may I say to you, Christian friend today, and I'm not telling you what to do, but I am saying it's a great principle. If you've got a question in your mind about something you're doing, I don't care what it is, for you it's wrong. Might not be wrong for me, but it's sure wrong for you. Simon Peter followed the Lord afar off. He went that night into the judgment hall of the high priest. I sat in a hotel in Jerusalem, in the old city, on the side of the Valley of Kidron. And when the morning sun had come up from the east, it had just made that whole city ablaze across the Kidron Valley. And one of the places that's outside the city wall, don't many see it, is the Church of the Cock Crowing. That's on the spot where the high priest's judgment hall was. That's where Caiaphas' home was. And that's where Simon Peter came in. It's called the Church of the Cock Crowing. And Simon Peter, I'm convinced, shouldn't have gone there that night. But John, who apparently had a home in Jerusalem, knew apparently everybody. He went in there that night. He didn't deny the Lord. Simon Peter did. It was all right for John. It was wrong for Simon Peter. May I say to you, you better have a conviction about you. John had no qualms at all about that. But for this weak brother, Simon Peter shouldn't have gone in there. Now, it's the weak brother today who is the separated brother. That may seem strange to you, but these people today that have set up a little system and that get up and they say, "I don't do this and I don't do the other thing." I was in school with a fella that we used to have a water fight on Saturday night in the seminary dorm. And this dear brother, he would get together two or three of the super-duper saints, and he'd pray for us. I've always hoped he'd pray that I'd win it, but oh, we were terrible. Well, we were pretty rough fellas, and I think we did do a lot of damage to property. There was one night we soaked all the rugs, and we almost got booted out of the place. But this young fella, oh, how super-duper he was. Did you know that about 15 years after that, I sat down with him and his wife, begged him not to leave his wife. And he told me he had to. And I said, "Why?" He says, "Because I have a little daughter by a woman out in Australia, and I want to marry her." And I say to you, he was the super-duper saint. May I say, the weak brother is the brother that's totally separated. When you meet one of those, you better keep your eye on him, because he's the weak one. The child of God today does what he does with enthusiasm for God. And they are the ones, I think, get the job done today. Now, I've spent a little time there, and I've done that purposely, friend, because this is important. That means, therefore, that questionable amusements are wrong for the believer if they're questionable to him. But if he can do that and still maintain his relationship with Christ. Now, let me tell you a little story in connection with that. Many years ago in Tennessee, a young lady went to her pastor, said, "Do you think it's wrong for a Christian to dance?" And he said, "Anywhere you can take Jesus Christ with you is all right to go." Well, that made her angry. She said, "Well, I can take him to the dance." Pastor said, "Then go ahead." And so she went to the dance. And that night she said, "Ain't where I can take Jesus Christ." So a boy cut in on her, danced with her. She hadn't met him before. And she said to him, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "No." He wanted to make conversation. He said to her, "Are you a Christian?" She said, "Yes." And this is what the unbeliever said. "What are you doing here?" That's what the unbeliever said. She went home. She decided maybe she couldn't take Jesus Christ there. Anywhere you take him, friends, it's all right to go. And I don't care where that is. If you can take him into the bar room, you go there. The only trouble of it is the other fellas in the bar room will wonder what you're doing there. And that will be another principle later on.